You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Around this time 4 years ago, newlyweds Jevin and Sarah Branyon had their first big fight. It was over presidential politics. Jevin had always voted for Republicans, Sarah for Democrats. Well, 4 years later, the couple is still together, happily, because they found better ways to work out their differences. Maybe there are some lessons here for elected leaders. The Branyons join us as part of Colorado Votes, CPR's election coverage. I asked them about that fight back in 08.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. There was some stomping and some door slamming, for sure.
What triggered it?
It was when President Barack Obama made history by becoming the first African-American president. And I was jumping up and down, and he was stomping throughout the house.
So this is election night.
Election night, yep.
Of 2008.
It still makes me kind of roll my eyes a little bit.
What's the disagreement?
I was excited. I had given money. I had campaigned for him. But we hadn't really talked about it. We were only 10 months into our marriage at this point. So he was sort of shocked how happy I was, and I was sort of shocked of how unhappy he was.
Jevin, what was going through your mind that night?
I don't know. Just, my guy didn't win. And
you'd voted for McCain.
Yeah.
And we went into it thinking we were crossing each other out. We were canceling each other's vote. So, you know, we had a little non-attachment to it at that point. But then, you know, there's always going to be a winner.
What's the biggest issue you guys disagree on?
The economy and how we're going to get it back on track.
Do you agree, Jevin, about the economy?
And I do remember him saying on election night, well, there goes your economy. Hold on to your job, Sarah. And honestly, he wasn't so far off the truth. So that's where I can respect him, because he could see things that were going to happen. And that wasn't the most important thing to me, honestly.
In this current election, how do your differences appear in terms of the economy?
Well, I think Romney has a plan to get out of the economy, and I think he's done it in the private sector, and I think he has very good experience doing that.
His business experience gives you some comfort.
Yeah, his business experience does give me a lot of comfort.
We both believe highly in the ability to live debt-free, and I think the business sector does a better job of that and of not depending on other people, and I think that Jevin worries that the longer a Democrat is in office, we're going to depend on the national debt to be there to carry us. And I see where that's an issue, but I also think that human issues, civil rights, women's issues are more important. And I think when we balance that, you will get the economy back on track.
Tell me more about that, Sarah. I'm not clear. So how did the
social what I mean by that is, I think when we, when as a nation we pay women equal as men, we are automatically going to get the economy back on track. More women are going to start businesses. More women are going to hire other women. And I think until we do that, our economy truly won't roll.
Jevin?
And I think that you need to have your economy on track before you can do that. You need to lay your foundation, not before you can pay men and women equally, obviously, but before you can be heavily dependent on social programs. Like, you need to have a strong foundation. And if your economy's weak, like, you can't afford to take care of everybody.
It's almost like it's a disagreement over priorities.
Precisely.
Like,
it definitely is.
Precisely.
Yep.
What you put first.
Mm-hmm. Right. We agree almost on the same side of every issue. I think the only thing we don't agree on is he believes in a little more funding for the military, and I think that war is not the answer. I'm classic liberal in that sense, that I think we need to pull back that funding and get out of debt in that way. And I think he would support a little bit more of that, of security to protect the nation that we love. And I can admire that.
How did you guys meet?
We met on a plane. I was running through the terminal because I was late and caught his eye when I got onto the plane. And I said, I will give you $100 if you have a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. That was breaking the ice.
And then I asked her what her time in the marathon was. She was like huffing and puffing.
I was. Yeah. And we just had an incredible conversation for the 3 hours that it took. Then he gave me a movie line to ask for my phone number. Do you want to recreate that moment?
No. It's all right. Because I don't want everybody using it. We'll have too many people meeting on planes, and it'd just be a bad idea.
But he got my number is how it happened. And then I remember coming home and I told my roommates, you guys, I just met the most incredibly handsome, intriguing man. But he's a Republican. True.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like, I could never date somebody like
that. Yeah, I could never date somebody like that, is what I told them. Yep. And then 2 days later, he started calling, and the rest is history. We were married inside of a year, so little did I know.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And as part of our series, Colorado Votes, we've been speaking with households that are politically divided. And joining us are husband and wife, Sarah and Jevin Branyon of Denver. Jevin has only voted for Republican presidential candidates, Sarah only Democrats. It sounds like you guys have gotten to a slightly better place than when you were first married in terms of the politics. Just, to, I don't know, agreeing to disagree? How has that changed over time?
Well, I think we're just way more understanding. I personally thought of it as like a win-loss proposition, and you really can't think of it like that. Like, 'cause at the end of the day, like I still love Sarah. And so our political differences like shouldn't get in the way of that. And I should strive more to understand where she is coming from rather than try and conquer her, you know, intellectually. But
is it that it used to be about winning and it's not anymore, like winning the argument?
Yeah, it is.
For sure. One of us felt like we needed to be right and we wouldn't stop until mm-hmm. we were. And I think mm-hmm. we used to make assumptions about each other. Like I would assume that because he voted a certain way that he hated women or he hated minorities or something. And he's like, you have no idea where I'm coming from. Can I tell you where I come from? Right. And that was the beginning of all understanding, is to ask each other.
Yeah. And if you want people to understand your perspective for things, like you have to open up and be able to listen to them as well.
I'm curious, Sarah, when you got off that plane and you ran back and told your friends, I met this great guy, he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
How did you change your frame of mind? Because at that point, you didn't think it would ever be possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of things. He was brought up in a private Christian school, chose to go to a private Christian college, has always been a Christian, has always been a Republican, has always been pretty conservative. And I just thought that meant that he had never thought for himself, which was a judgment on my part that was not true. And I think the moment that I noticed that, I had changed my mind. I was brought up pretty conservative and went to college and decided to start thinking for myself and doing different things than my parents had or that my community had. And I thought that my path was the right path. And I had to realize it was my judgment holding me back. And he's very romantic. And so, you know, I got distracted from the issues. I got distracted for a while, you know.
Jevin, I hear that judgment from Sarah. That stings. She thought you didn't think for yourself. Do you remember when she told, did she ever tell you that?
Yeah, she has before. And, you know, and that's, I mean, but that's why you do talk about things. I mean, we find out stuff about each other all the time.
Did you have judgments about her?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I'd like to say I was the bigger person. but there's not really much to judge from her end because she does really want to help people. And she does genuinely care about people. And so I can understand where she is coming from.
Do you think that there is something political leaders could learn from your marriage?
Whoa.
You can get along.
Yeah.
For sure.
And you can get along and you can be productive.
You can be productive.
Yeah, imagine that.
We got out of debt. One of our biggest accomplishments is we had $64,000 worth of debt when we got married, between student loans and cars, and in 18 months, we got rid of it. So let's expand that up to, you know, Congress and the national debt, and let's get it done.
Yeah, and we had to make a lot of sacrifices.
A ton of sacrifices.
And I think that's one of the things that gets in the way, is I think a lot of people aren't willing to make those sacrifices.
How are you guys navigating this election year? I mean, are there things you avoid? Do you watch different televisions so that you don't...
Well, I could safely say, for one, that we're both tired of political advertisements.
Oh, for sure.
usually when we see them, we just kind of turn it off. Like, I don't want to know what the other person can't do. I want to know what you can do. And I think we both know how we're going to vote. I would be very, very, very surprised if the debate swayed one of us either way.
Right.
And I think that's probably true of a lot of people. Maybe not all. And that's why they have them, so they can... make their points known, but we basically scheme how we can get the other person to miss election day.
That is exactly where
so
I was
that
going
way
with it.
So that way so, we don't Yeah. We don't just cancel each other out. That way one of our vote counts. So, yep.
Like, I throw away anything that comes from Romney. I just throw away before he gets home, kind of like what you did with your report card with your mom. You know, or like, we just do that kind of stuff. Or I need to get away to put in a call bank time for Obama. And I just, you know, I'm at the grocery store, stuff like that.
Right. And I've called her work and told them to schedule her out of town for election day.
For election day.
And she hopes it snows a lot. So I go snowboarding. And
actually, we both agree that we need to vote. And it's so important that even if we cancel each other out, I'd rather it happen that way.
We'll probably drive there together.
Yeah.
Well, unless I take the battery out of a car.
Well, Jevin, Sarah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
No problem. Thanks.
Husband and wife Jevin and Sarah Branyon live in Denver. They reached out through our Public Insight Network and told us about their politically divided household. If you live in one, we want to hear about it. It's CPR.org. This conversation is part of CPR's election coverage, Colorado Votes. And by the way, if you're curious about Jevin's cheesy pickup line in the airplane, we asked him afterwards to share it with us.
So I asked her for a number, and she said, "What for?" And I said, "Just in case." And she's like, "Just in case of what?" And I said, "Just in case of life."